It's a medrash in this week's parasha, Paras Chana. The medrash pliya says, Kevin shara Iyov shenigzera Moshe shleikhanes to Eretz Yisrael. When Iyov saw the gzera that Moshe wouldn't enter into Eretz Yisrael, shasak melei esfayim al Yisur. He stopped complaining about his Yisur. You know, Iyov suffered very much, and he complained a lot. But the shift in his life came when he saw the gzera which was chal on Moshe, that he shouldn't be allowed in Eretz Yisrael. So of course this needs a hesver. The fact that Moshe was allowed in Eretz Yisrael, how did this open up Yov's eyes to see something deeper about his life, about the hanhaga that Hashem had with him? Especially because the Medrash in the Yaakov Shimoni and Yov tells us that Hashem said to Iyov the following remark. Lama atakari tagar? Why are you complaining? Shigiyach yisurin, that you're suffering. Shema atagodol mi Adam? Maybe you're greater than Adam, that I was mitzaveh him one mitzvah and he was mevatalit and he didn't complain. Or shema atagodol mi Yitzchak? Maybe you're greater than Yitzchak. Shema atagodol mi Aaron? Maybe you're greater than Aaron. Shema atagodol mi Moshe? We're going to focus on Moshe now. What was the fine print that Hashem was telling Iyov with Moshe? Shema ata gadol mi Moshe? Are you greater than Moshe? Ayidei she'amar shimuna ha'mayrim, because he said those words, listen, you rebels, gazarti alav she'leikanes la'aretz, that it was gazer on him, that he shouldn't come into Eretz Yisrael, and he was mekabel. So here we see that Hashem comes to Iyov, and he presents the case of Moshe, but he also presents three other cases, that of Adam, Yitzchak, and Aaron. Yet from the Medrash it would seem that when he saw the gzeira on Moshe that he shouldn't come into Eretz Yisrael, he accepted his fate and he stopped complaining about his Yisurin. So perhaps Moshe is unique in his circumstances, as we'll explain in Mitzvah Hashem. The Medrash tells us in Devarim Rabba, in Parashas Devarim, that Moshe had a comeback to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Amar lefanav Ribbono Shel Olam, Moshe said to Hashem, Lama eini nichnas la'aretz? Why am I not coming into Eretz Yisrael? It's a kasha. Mipnei shamarti shimuna hamarim, because I said the words, listen, you rebels, because that's the way that I refer to Klal Yisrael. Moshe says, Atahu shemarta tchila. You said these words first. It's going back to Sefer Bamidbar. Hashem refers to Bnei Yisrael as La'ois libnei Meri. Make a sign for my children, the rebels. It's as if Moshe is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mimcho lamadati, I learned from you how to refer to Klal Yisrael. And in fact, Rashi, in the beginning of Arash Tchanan, he brings those words that Moshe says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mimcho lamadati. I learned this from you, and we don't find a tshuva that Hashem gives to Moshe on this. And we find elsewhere, Medrash tells us in the Tanchuma, Parshas Vayeshev, it's going on the Pasuk, Zois HaTorah Ki Adam Ki Yamas Bo'ehel. The Pasuk which the Torah refers to the Mises HaAdam. Yilili Shehizkanta Mavis Labriyos. If not for the fact that you made a takana that there should be Mavis to the Briyos, the Medrash says that the whole Indian of Misa on an Adam is from the secrets of creation, which goes to a pasuk in Tehillim. The Medrash learns this as the source, Naira Alila Abani Adam. That the whole Indian of Misa that Hashem brings on the world is an Alila. It's a setup. And the Medrash brings rayas from a few places about this constant letter of Adam, but one is Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem said to Moshe, "Im yira ish ba'anashim ha'ila hador hara hazes ha'aretz ha'toiva." Not a single person, not a single ish of this generation will enter into Eretz Yisrael. Ish, zeh Moshe, as it says, "V'ha'ish Moshe anav." The fact that Moshe was not allowed into Eretz Yisrael, although it would seem, because Moshe said Shimuna ha'mayrim, Medrash says that's not the real reason. Like we said, Moshe had a good comeback. He says, "I learned from you. Didn't you teach me? You referred to Bnei Yisrael as La'oisiv Bnei Mary." But more than that, the Medrash says that it's really nichnal in this Hanhaga, as David Melech says in the beginning of the Pasuk, "L'chu re'u mefalas elokim." Come and see the wonders of Hashem's Hanhaga. Noira alila al bnei adam. That it's mamish noira and an alila what Hashem brings upon people. We find further another medrash, where the medrash says, going on the pasuk of Zayis Chukas HaTorah, this is one of the medrash pliyas. Shalom Malachi Asharis, the Malachim asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Mipnei ma meis Adam harishon?" Why did Adam die? So Hashem says, "Al shalosham reis pikudai," because he didn't follow my commandment. So v'shalu, so then they ask, "Im kein lama negzer ma Moshe?" Why does Moshe die? "Halosham reis pikudecha," he kept all your mitzvahs. So here Hashem doesn't say, because Shimon HaMayrim, he says, "Gzeiro yatsim elefanai, shenemar Adam ki yamas bayo." It's a gzeiro. It's a secret. Moshe's death is a secret. And this is learnt out in the beginning of the parasha of Parah, Zois Chukas HaTorah, because it is a chayk. Like we said a number of weeks ago, Chazal compared the Misa of Moshe of Miriam to the Paraduma. We explained that Be'emes, all Misas Tzadikim is a Paraduma. It's a chayk. It's the Chukas HaTorah. We can't really understand why it is that Tzadikim died. Like the pasuk says, "Yakar Be'ini Hashem HaMafsa L'chassidim." So perhaps it's already sufficient to say that when Eov saw that it was Nigzer and Moshe that he shouldn't come into Eretz Yisrael, he was Makabel his Yisur. He understood the secret of Paraduma, the Chukah, on Tzadikim, the concept of Noidra Alila B'ni Adam. The Chazal say elsewhere, "Midachatchila haya Moshe Mesukun She'anish Alamayim." It was set up from the beginning that Moshe should be nichshal by the Mayim, by Mei Meriva, as it says in Parshas Lech Lecha, "Vayavoyu el Ein Mishpat Kadesh." That they came to Ein Mishpat, which is Kadesh, which is well before Moshe was born. There's already an allusion, hint of the Torah, that Moshe would, quote-unquote, be chayte and be nenash by the Mayim and not come into Eretz Yisrael. It was Mesukin Lekach. It was already staged. And the same thing is true by Eov. We find in the Bereishis Rab and Lamed, Eiyun Hayim Mesukim Etchilas Al Yisur. Eov was set up to be a person in this world who would have to have Yisur. But he only learned that from Moshe. He understood the inyan of Mesukim Lekach, Neir Alila Bnei Adam, that when he saw Moshe's fate, he understood that it's not something which a person's mind can wrap around. Ki Gavu Machshavei Sami Machshavei Seichem, and the whole parsha of Hashem runs this world, is higher than a person's Hasaga. We find a similar medrash on the pasuk which Hashem tells Eov, "Eifo hayisa biyazdi aretz." Where were you when I established the land? And he says, "You weren't around when I created the world, when I created Adam Harishon, and I was cheshbining the neshamas and where they come from in Adam Harishon." He says, "The whole life that a person lives in this world is not kafi the actions which he does that." It's so pasha, like if you do good things, then you get rewarded, and if you do bad things, then you get einish. Hashem is dealing with shayrish neshamas. He is dealing with the tachlis of the briya, bringing them to their tikkun and to their shleimus, and to the whole tachlis bechlal of what this is all about. So unless a person was there in the beginning, when Hashem was set up the blueprint, and he was looking, and understanding, and positioning everything, a person can't have any complaint, or pose any opinion to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because it's much, much higher than anything a person's seichel can imagine and understand. And so perhaps it's sufficient to say that when Eov saw Moshe ben not coming to Eretz Yisrael, he understood that it's not tick for tat. It's not because Moshe said Shimon HaMarim that he's not coming in. And so therefore it's not anything which Eov did which accounts for why he has to suffer so much. Masukun hay mitchila. It's a chayk, and a person has to have a munna to be makabal that because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dealing with the nyanim which are higher for us to understand. To sweeten this and to bring it into the seichel, the Ari does tell us the cheshbon and the life of Eov and how there's a tzedek and a mishpat and everything that Eov went through. A person has to be makabal b'muna shleima that everything Hashem does is right, it's just. Kelamuna ve'inavel tzadik v'yasharhu. But there's also ways which we're able to understand. In the Ari, HaKadosh, with his great insight, he was able to bring down a secret for us to help us understand. He explains that really the neshama of Eov was connected to the neshama of Terach, the father of Avram. And since in his lifetime he was a baal of the Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that Terach should have a tikkun because he was the father of Avram. And all the suffering which Eov went through was because he was Terach, which is the new version of Terach. This is Marumas. B'derech Gematria, we had said that this secret of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, Noira Alila Abani Adam, how the Medrash encapsulates this hanhaga in these words. Noira alila bnei adam is gematria terach. Now to go one step further and to explain this idea but also in another way. When Hashem Yisbarach agreed with Moshe to send the Meraglim into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe tells the Meraglim a whole list of criteria which they should be looking for when they enter into Eretz Yisrael. And the very last and the most difficult to understand is that Moshe tells them, Hayesh ba'etz im ayin. See if there is a tree in Eretz Yisrael. So even Rashi jumps on this. Chazal don't have to go to the Zohar Kaddish. That it's not referring to a tree. It's referring to a person. Because ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh, because a person is compared to a tree. The Pasuk says, Chazal bring out, Sfar Mekdoshim. And the question was, see in the land of Eretz Canaan if there's a tzaddik. And Chazal say it was referring to Eov, that Eov was in fact in Eretz Canaan at the time. We know originally that he was in Mitzrayim, he was one of the advisors to Paro, but somehow he made his way into Eretz Canaan. Maybe we'll deal with that another time, Yitz Hashem. But when they were coming into Eretz Yisrael, Eov was there. Hayesh ba'etz im ayin. The Zohar, however, learns different, that it's referring to a tree. But what singular tree is there? So the Zohar says, Hayesh ba'etz im ayin refers to the Eitz Achai. And Hashem Yisbarach was telling the Meraglim, if you see in Eretz Canaan, if you find the Eitz Achayim, then I'll be able to come into Eretz Yisrael. If you do not find the Eitz Achayim in Eretz Yisrael, then I won't be able to come in. Now what does it mean, the Eitz Achayim? In the Sfar Mekdoshim, in the Zohar Kaddish especially, the Eitz Achayim comes up very often, not just as a tree, but as a concept. So when we talk about in the Torah, about Adam eating from the Eitz Achayim, eating from the Eitz Hadas, it's much more than just a tree. People have to understand that it's a musag, it's a concept, it's a very deep Inyan. If the Eitz Achayim is in Eretz Canaan, I'll be able to come in. If not, not. So, b'derech klal, the Eitz Achayim and the Eitz Hadas Tovah represent two different ideologies. Like, for example, the Baal Shem Tov says that if a person hears Divrei Torah, how does a person listen? Does he sit there listening and saying, oh, wow, mamash Divrei Elokim Chayim, every word of Torah is so sweet, so happy to have this chus to be able to listen to Divrei Torah? Or does he sit there saying, it's pretty good. Yeah, it's not so good. It could be better. I've heard better. Is a person judging the Divrei Torah? Is he questioning it and saying, is it toiv or is it ra? Or is a person higher than that? And he's thinking to himself, Torah, Torah is the secret of Chaim. Torah is the razad of Chaim. What's a person's gisha? What's a person's approach to the whole inyan of Torah when he listens to Torah? So the Baal Shem Tov says, person who sits and he listens and he says to himself, is it good or is it bad? Could be better, could be worse. That's bechlal the Torah of the Eitz Hadas Torah. That's how a person is being mitsyaches the Torah. As opposed to a person who is the Reza Dachaim, who is in the Dag of Eitz Hachaim, Torah by him is Torah. Torah is the secret of life. And this is true not just in Liman HaTorah, but a whole way that a person lives his life. Is he walking on which the Torah says the Derech Eitz Hachaim, or is he on what would be called the Derech Eitz Hadas Torah? If a person is Mekabel, his life and the circumstance of his life be Ahava, and he knows that everything Hashem does is for the good, he lives by Amuna, so then he's attaching himself to the Eitz Hachaim in his life. And he walks on the Derech of the Eitz Hachaim. Hashem, if a person, he questions Hashem's Hanhaga, Tzadik V'Raloi, why do good things happen to bad people, or vice versa? So, such a person is connected to the Eitz Hadas Tevira. And that's what Tikkun Zayir says in Tikkun Adalid. Vida Eitz Hadas Tevira. What is the inyan of the Eitz Hadas Tevira? The Ihu Raza the Tzadik V'Raloi, Rasha V'Toyvla. The person is holding with those questions. He has kashas on Hashem's Hanhaga. Tzadik V'Raloi, Rasha V'Toyvla. That's Eitz Hadas Tevira. He wants to know the Toiv and the Ra in the world. He wants to know Cheshvin. Going back to the Zohar Kodesh and to the Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, if there's an Eitz, the Haim of the Eitz Hachaim in Eretz Yisrael, I'll be able to enter in. Iyub was there. Yet Moshe was not allowed into Eretz Yisrael. So Iyub understood from that he knew he was a tzaddik. But what type of a tzaddik was Iyub? And it was Nisbar through his Yisurim, through his suffering, that he had questions on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm a tzaddik, tzaddik v'ralai. What's going on over here? That he wasn't holding on the Darg of the Eitz Hachaim. Moshe was, but Iyov was not. And since Moshe was on the Darg of the Eitz Hachaim, and that his jurisdiction, his rule was in the Midbar, but Iyov was the tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael, but Iyov was on the Darg of the Eitz Hadas Tevira. Had Iyov been on the Darg of the Eitz Hachaim, then Moshe could have come into Eretz Yisrael. But because he was on the Eitz Hadas Tevira, it wasn't worth it for Moshe Rabbeinu to give up on his Darg of the Eitz Hachaim, to come into a new Hanhaga in Eretz Yisrael, which would be that of the Eitz Hadas Tevira. So that's the pshat in our Medrash. But the Medrash says, when Iyov saw that Moshe was not allowed into Eretz Yisrael, he was Mekabel his Yisur. He understood that he wasn't such a great tzaddik after all. Because had he been on a higher level called the Eitz Hachai, then there wouldn't have been a gezeirah on Moshe not to come into Eretz Yisrael. Because he was only on the Das, on the level of the Eitz Hadas Tevira, Moshe couldn't come in. He understood that he was not on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he had questions in Tzaddik for Allah Rosh Hashanah Tov Lai, which landed him on a lower level of Tzaddik, which is called the Eitz Hadas Tevira. We can explain that what Hashem Yisrael was telling Moshe is as follows. Moshe pushed very much to come into Eretz Yisrael. He davened 15 tefillahs to be able to do so. And Hashem Yisrael said to Moshe, don't daven another tefillah. Ravlach. What do those words mean, Ravlach? It's one of the most famous words in Torah. The Megillah Mukos wrote an entire sefer on these words, Ravlach. I'll tell you that with the davar. What does it mean, Ravlach? Ravlach is the inyan that Hashem Yisrael was telling Moshe, you have a lot. Where you are now, you're on the level of the Eitz Hachaim. If you daven one more tefillah to come in, I'll let you in. Wasn't that Hashem was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm not letting you in. You can come in. But know that if you come in, you're going to lose your level of the Eitz Hachaim. You're going to fall into the level of the Eitz Hadas Tevira. Because the person has to be Mekabel Kodesh Baruch Hu's Gzeiros. And if you're going to push, and you're going to want to walk on your way, B'derech Shadam Reitzei Leidach Malichin, I say. If you want to walk the way you want to walk, and they want me to follow you, then that's not already anymore the Derech of the Eitz Hachaim. You're going to be falling from your level of the Eitz Hachaim onto the level of the Eitz Hadas Tevira if you want to come into Eretz Yisrael. You can come. But it wouldn't be worth it for you to lose your level of the Eitz Hachaim, even to come into Eretz Yisrael on the level of Eitz Hadas Tevira. There's a very big hashkaf in this, that it's better to be a Yid in Chutz La'aretz, who he himself, he's Eichiz on the Eitz Hachaim, than to be a Yid who's living in Eretz Yisrael, but only on the Dag of the Eitz Hadas Tevira. Because the Iker is the Eitz HaChaim. It's to have the Eitz HaChaim in Eretz Yisrael. But of the two, that was the mistake of Adam HaRishon. He took from the Eitz HaDas Tzayverav, the Gan. The Gan is the Bechin of Eretz Yisrael. But he should have taken from the Eitz HaChaim in the Gan. So B'derech Remez, Hashem Yisbarach says to Moshe, Rav Lach, right now you daven 515 tefillas, Kaminyan Ve'eschanan. 515. That's Chazal's Gematria. So we for sure can say Gematria. That if you dive in another tefillah, 516, and you're going to push, then you're going to fall into the level of the Tzadas Tzayvira, Tzadik Viralai. You'll become a Tzadik Viralai. So that's why 516 is Gematria Tzadik Viralai. That extra tefillah would have been a fall, a Yerida, from the level of Rav Lach into another level. And that's really what we can add in conclusion is an important hashkafa in the inyan of tzaddik v'ralei. The tachas of a person is that he should come to walk on the derech of the Yitzchayim. That he should be oiches, like the Zohar says, bilana dachai, to attach himself to the Yitzchayim. And if a person makes himself into a tzaddik, but he has questions, what's going on in this world? One of the reasons why he suffers is because Baruch Hu is sending him a message. He's saying to him, he says, you need to walk on the, you're walking on the wrong path. You're walking on the derech of the Eitz HaDa'as Tzayvira. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to do is to elevate himself and to be a Bar Aliyah and to come to the place where his Eich is in the Eitz HaChayim. And that's really part of the Cheshbon. And really what Hashem is saying to him, were you there when I established Adam HaRishon? It means to say, do you know the master plan of this world? The whole tachas of this world is that a man, a person should achieve to be davik to the Eitz HaChayim. Even if a person can't understand the Yisurim, why they befall him, part of the Yisurim is that it's telling the tzaddik, he's saying, don't think that you're such a tzaddik where you are right now. If you haven't yet reached that level of emuda, of tzaddik b'masi yichya, that you're makabal everything behava, which I do, then the Yisurim themselves are just. And they're right. In order that, if you can bring a person to that level, as a reminder to a person, that don't think you're such a big tzaddik if you haven't attached yourself yet to the Eitz HaChaim. That in itself justifies the Yisur. Hashem Yisbach should help us. We should be able to be people who attach themselves to the Eitz HaChaim, to the Tzadikah Emes of the generation, who are the Eitz HaChaim, the Moshe Binas of the generation, and to accept everything, be Ahava and be Amunah, especially coming into to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, to the Yom HaDin, to walk on a higher way. And we see that we do that. Because Rosh Hashanah is the day where Kadosh Baruch Hu downs the whole world. Each and every one of us is included in that judgment. But we don't come to Rosh Hashanah with this fear factor, like what's going to be with my life this year. There's only one tefillah in the entire Ashkenazi Machzor, which is built on that yinyan, which is the Nesana Taikif. Miyechya, miyamos, who's going to live, who's going to die, and it's a very big Hesedrus at that time, much more by many people than the entire rest of the Seder HaTzvila. But mostly in Rosh Hashanah, we're not focusing on that. It's about the Malchus Hashem. It's what it means, Malchus Hashem in the world. We take a higher route. We don't have questions of what kind of life am I going to live? What's it going to be? Ra, it's going to be Toiv. We just want to be connected to Hashem. One Dveikus, one is the Sheis Gal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, that the purpose of creation should be fulfilled. And when a person walks on, comes to a Rosh Hashanah like that, then Yom Kippur is Mamish the Eitz HaChaim, which it is. Yom Kippur is the day where a person is Davak to the Eitz HaChaim, his true life comes out. His true life comes out in Yom Kippur. The person attaches himself to the Eitz HaChaim, then he walks a higher dagger. It doesn't have to be done on the person where he's going to be in the book of life and the book of death, which book is going to be written in. He proves to Kadosh Baruch Hu that he's a Ben Chaim, that he's Be'etzem, he's Oichiz in the Eitz HaChaim. So not only is he walking a higher path by not getting so deep into his inyan of his life, am I going to be Tov, am I going to be Ra, am I going to be Chai, am I going to be Meis? It's like it says in Parashas Re'ei, which we read before Rosh Hashanah. It says that Hashem says, I put before you Toiv and Ra and Chaim v'Hamavis u'bachar to b'chaim. You have chosen. I mean, you have already chosen life. A person makes that choice, or he reveals that choice which he made when he walks on this path of, I'm not going to look on the tzaddik v'ralai, Rasha v'toivlai, am I tzaddik, am I Rasha? just want to attach myself to Hashem. It says in the Parsha of Eschana, "Vatem advekim Hashem elokechem chayim pulchem ayam." If you're davek to Hashem, and that advekus means that you don't have any kashas to make no mechitz between Hashem, then you're really chayim. Chayim kulchem ayam. Hayam, the Zohar says, is Rosh Hashanah. So we should be nechtav. V'nechtam in the Sefer HaChayim. Not because we choose to, because we choose to know that we already are. And to be tovak to the chayim, with that we should be zeicha, to be finally be toying from the Yitzchayim, to Mashiach Tzidkenu. May have a minu, amen.